Madam, this debate on the Sarkaria Commission's report has come not too early. It has been taken up for debate after a lapse of considerable time. Nevertheless, I welcome this debate. At the present moment, the center-state relations are passing through a critical phase. Many problems and issues have come up during the last 40 years of the working of the Constitution. Many irritations and tensions have been built up between the centre and the states in working the Constitution. The Home Minister, Mr. Bhutta Singh, has said that the government has got an open mind on the recommendations made by the Sarkaria Commission. I wish the government had applied an open mind and impartial mind while giving the terms of reference to the Commission. Madam, the terms of reference announced for the Commission had definitely a central bias, and the Commission itself has taken note of the terms of reference of the Commission. At the very outset, the Commission drew up a sort of format for itself on the basis of which it may make recommendations. However, at another stage in the beginning, it has made one more observation, a very important observation. It talked of a dual polity for India, but in the working of the Constitution, there was progressive erosion of state powers, and there has been and there is overriding and bypassing of states and their powers by the center. The Constitution has given three lists distributing the powers, the responsibilities, and the functions between the center and the states. There is the Union list, there is the state list, and there is the concurrent list. For many years, the concurrent list has been enlarged to the disadvantage of the states. Many functions which were under the state list, which were already truncated in the original form, were taken out and put into the concurrent list. And the Commission observed that the areas which are in the concurrent list are monopolized by the center, and to that extent the powers of the states have been curtailed. The Commission has suggested that whenever the center wants to legislate on a subject in the concurrent list, previous concurrence of the state governments should be obtained, and it is also suggested that it should not be left to convention or practice but should be incorporated in the Constitution. In other words, there should be a constitutional amendment whereby a state government should be consulted whenever the center legislate on concurrent matters. The Commission has dealt with various aspects, for instance, the appointment of governors, the powers of governors, the rights of governors. Madam, on this, the Commission has made some important recommendations. They are not very radical, but some of them are very important to ensure the autonomy of states and to rationalize the relationship between the government and the state government. The commission has stated that at the time of appointing governors, certain principles should be followed, certain norms should be observed. One norm could be no governor belonging to the ruling party at the center should be posted to a state which is governed by an opposition party. This is an important recommendation. The commission also has observed that a governor after retirement should not take up any assignment except the assignment of the vice president or the president. The implication is the governor should not be influenced by any ulterior or selfish motives in his decisions. I go along with the commission in respect of the conduct of the governors in dealing with the state governments. The constitution has said that after the election is over, the governor should call the leader of the majority to form the government, that in case no majority emerges after the election, the governor should call the leader of the largest party or the leader of the coalition parties to form the government. It says whenever the majority was in doubt, the governor should go to the assembly to know whether the government of the day has a majority or does not have a majority. But the Sarkaria Commission has not commented upon the reality of the situation that obtains today. The governors are functioning as agents of the center. They are appointed in non-Congress states, often from the personnel drawn from the ruling party at the center. And the governors are supposed to function as the representatives of the government of the union. The governor is not an elected person. The governor is nominated by the president virtually by the government of India. So, in reality, the governor is acting as an appendage of the center. I go along with the recommendations of the commission in this regard, but say whenever the center appoints a governor, it should look into the qualifications of a person. He should not be partisan. He should be knowledgeable in constitutional matters, and he should have necessary experience in matters of states.